I'm calm but violent like Ben Siegel. I'm anti-evil, plus I touch a desert eagle. My life's illegal, slaves and prisons are equal. The devil's lethal, he killed 100 million people. I'm Darkman, Iceman, Lao, Wu-Tang Clan, Trafficante, Sensei, Caprende, my Marine Corps, straight from the Trojan War. Black Cape Crusader, trapdoor, flamethrower, stuck a chain store when I was dirt poor for my reward. Next week the Germans had me on a bulletin board. I beat that case, they couldn't identify my face. I'm triple darkness, silencer, I have to erase. Me and my Wu pirates start riots with Osiris. Math, I apply it, kill you, but I'm quiet. Respect the habit, it's love or loss. Shine like a shooting star, sting with the cobra claw. What?
Boom, world order. 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 Boom, world order.
Yo, I enter through the cave of your ear in a high pitched silent tone only a door could hear, and impregnate you with the wisdom of the world. Then your subconscious dreams come consciously true. Have you in such deep thought? Your pulse and blood pressure so low, you diagnose this corpse. Have an out of body experience, clear, no interference, everything with physical.
The pain in my home, hatred passed on, passed on, passed on. A world of violent rage, but it's one that I can recognize, having never seen the color of my father's eyes. Yes, I dwell in hell, but it's a hell that I can grip. I tried to grip my family, but I slipped. To escape from the pain, existence mundane, I got a nine, a sign, a set, and now I got a name. Read my writing on the wall. No one's here to catch me when I fall. Death is on my side. Suicide. From the pain in my home, hatred passed on, and passed on. A world of violent rage, but it's one that I can recognize, having never seen the color of my father's eyes. Yes, I dwell in hell, but it's a hell that I can grip. I tried to grip my family, but I slipped. Existence mundane. I got a nine, a sign, a set, and now I got a name. Read my writing on the wall. No one's here to catch me when I fall. Cut between my culture and the system. Genocide.
Nothing later. Suicide. I say we got government side to do. Ha ha. That's right. Oh man, I missed my cue on that one. I was gonna be like, government side. Yeah. Well, anyhow, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. It's hardcore. Yeah, I promise you, it's hardcore. I'm your host V. I got the gang here with me. And we are going through this clip. It's a GOP clip. It's only 43 minutes long. I don't even think we're going to get through it on this one episode. We already had a previous episode on it. We're having a drinking game. And based on how many times you take a shot is based on the word terrorist or terrorism. How many times they say it. Now, here I am, again, with half a bottle gone. And, and I want to also say the views and actions expressed on this particular episode are not exactly the views expressed by RBN. I want to keep RBN out of trouble because this is not an RBN thing. This is sort of me going off charts here and doing something a little bit different, maybe getting a little bit of a perspective from a different angle that maybe none of you have thought about. Take this particular clip. I dare you. Take a shot every time you say terrorist or terrorism. You think you're in a stupor. You'll think that you were in a stupor. As a matter of fact.
How dare you!
You'll think that you're in a stupor by the time you get to my level. Get on my level. Okay? I'm just getting warmed up. So let's go ahead. Well, I want to check my co-host here and see how you're doing. You haven't said anything in a while. Will, you there?
Oh, I'm here. Yeah, I'm listening to Greta's soothing voice. The screaming stopped, though, which is good.
How dare you!
And yeah, there's no way we could possibly keep up with the amount of drinks. I mean, at least I can't. I can hold my liquor for not the world's biggest, strongest guy, but once you start taking 18 shots within an hour, that's a death blow. Yeah, that's
a death blow.
I've just been sipping some JMO over here because it's impossible to keep up with the GOP and their fear porn.
Am I the only one staying true? I think
V,
I am.
If you've taken 18 shots right now, V, you are definitely cannot be considered human. You're definitely a blue alien or a reptoid. So,
well, I'm definitely no useless Amorite. I'm. Well, that's the thing. That's why I was inducted into this whole target individual thing because my part of it is the super soldier. You have target individuals, and then you have the shooters. Okay, I was supposed to be a shooter. My military training, coming from a military family, martial arts, etc., 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 my hyper-vigilant mind, my genius intellect, I was supposed to be someone to cause devastation that the media would cover unendingly. I broke the program.
Quitter.
Yes, thank you, Mike. Yeah, you know what? I said, F you guys. You know what? You're not going to use me. And yeah, for like a full year straight with the V2K, I got, you're useless, you're useless. I'm not satisfied with useless. I want to be, you're harmful. You're harmful to us. You're harmful to us. Useless is fine. They couldn't use me. They didn't have the intelligence to utilize me. They didn't have the resources, the inclination even proper to utilize me. Because according to them, there are two people in this world. People who use people, and there are those who use.
How dare you!
And I refuse to be used. In fact, I use them. I've been using them sort of as a reverse siphon or retribution engine for everything they do.
You think you're about to get it? Get your hands off my penis! Gentlemen,
well,
this is democracy manifest.
It is! Well, I'm going to take a quick moment here to update people on my mail situation. So, I'm on a sanction, an illegal covert sanction. My mail is not getting to me. Amazon has sent me messages and emails apologizing profusely, offering me refunds, because my mail got lost. Now, thank God there's a thing called a tracking number, and the tracking number says that, oh, my mail's at customs. Customs, here in Poland. Now, I promised to you guys around the world over the past few years that I would get to the bottom of this whole mail situation, because target individuals have their mail screwed with constantly. I'm no different. I'm no exception. And so at a federal level, my mail got stopped because that's customs. I now know I can, without a doubt, point a finger at the government. This wasn't DHL. This wasn't Amazon. This was at customs. Federal government. I have a full, a fresh week coming up here where I can start putting them through the grinder. And I plan on doing that. I'm going to do that. But the thing about it is, being a target individual in this program, they don't think. There's just no strategy involved. It's a question of, can we mess with this guy? Okay, we will mess with this guy. It's not a strategy. There's no strategy. Should we do it now?
Hey, what about Bill Gates dimming the sun? I mean, they're messing with this guy.
Well, hold on, Will. You're taking it to a whole different level. But what I'm saying is, there's just no strategy involved, which is the great weakness of the program. Now, the particular items that I had ordered would have allowed me to lay in bed, do my work with a monitor over myself because of my neck injury. I can't just be up all the time. I literally have to sleep or be in bed 18 hours out of the day, minimal. So with my disability, with my broken neck, I had tried to get a little remote keyboard, a dongle for my cell phones to turn them into computers because they don't run hot versus, you know, like a Pi or a rock. So, which I currently have. I've got lots of little miniature SMBs computers that are awesome as long as you can keep them cool. Problem is, summer's here, and I don't have my new AC unit yet. So they know what I have. They know what I don't have, and they'll hold the mail. They'll hold my mail. Thing is, though, I still have plenty of other components in situations that would be more beneficial to me. So, strategically speaking, yeah, they stopped me from getting these items that would allow me to have bed rest, but there are the alternatives. I can be in my living room on my couch bed where I have 3 or 4 monitors. I can not be bored with one monitor over my head and doing work nonstop. I can have a movie playing and do my work nonstop through another PC monitor, etc. Now in the living room. On my couch bed. And I've got extensions upon extensions. The keyboard and mouse reach me just fine. On top of that, now I have my my iPad, which is not mine. It's actually borrowed, which is the most high-tech, most updated and latest of the devices. Guess what? My mail didn't come to me. I get to keep that for another 2 weeks now. It is my... If I can't stop these people, I can at least prove how stupid they are.
Stop lying, Dad! I'm getting pissed now.
Yeah, they're supposedly impressive, but they're not impressive at all. They're incredibly dumb.
Incredibly dumb. So, it's... I've been trying to teach them, and they refuse to accept me as a teacher. Well, they want me to come on board as a teacher for their agents, but I'm not doing it like that. Forget that. I'm going to teach you fundamentally. If you people want to be in my life, I'm going to show you how I have control over my life.
I'm telling you, now, fellas, you're going to want that cowbell on the track.
Well, okay. But the thing here is that control. And I've been trying to teach them that control is... It's at an authoritarian level. It's a fantasy. The control that they think they have, at best, is a currency. You spend control, you lose control. So, I'm in a much better position just saying, hey, screw it. I'll spend more time in my living room, laying on the couch bed. I have more devices, more internet connections than I would laying on my bed. Sending emails constantly. I can send emails constantly, watch a movie. I can edit video. I can do whatever the hell else I want. But not only that, it's on top of it. Now I have the evidence of them screwing with my mail. Hard evidence. So now in the future, I will have the capability of saying, these people are screwing with my mail when I take them to court. Because I'm going to be pressuring them on order more stuff. As they're screwing with things that would improve my grade of life, improve my work, when there's that really important component that I cannot live without, doesn't get to me, because I actually ordered some medical stuff as well. When it gets to the point of, oh, okay, they screwed with too much stuff. Now, I have free reign because they screwed with this, they screwed with that. I got them in a lawsuit, and it's a win case already. It's win-win. So, the reason why I'm playing with these people, and the reason why I am dominating these people, is because they don't do strategy. You think an intelligence agency would work with strategy like it's a Rubik's Cube. But really, you're dealing with people who are just psychopathic children that I want to control everything. I want to control everything. Just because I can't do it, I'm going to do it. Which makes them highly predictable, and which gives me the advantage over them. They think of themselves as gods. They control something, that's it. Boom. But, you know, pride was the
Well, lately powerful. We've been seeing that these fools are not gods. You know, Mike's been in this game long enough. I know V's been in this game long enough. And, you know, people can say that Bill Gates got burned because he wasn't in the upper echelon and they just wanted to let him know, like, you ain't in the upper echelon, like, we can burn you at any time. But we pretty much know almost who's in the real upper echelon. And people are waking up. We had Dome Dan on yesterday, Dan Sutterfield. He was talking about how supposedly, I've heard people refute this as well, 3 to 5% of the population were the people that fought back during the Revolutionary War. We've got well over 20-25% right now, and we know who the real enemy is. And they really can't do anything. They at the end of the day, they really cannot do anything. They're burning Bill Gates, and I mean that's actually bad news for them because we know who they are. We know who puts on Bill Gates, and we've inspired so many people to wake up. Jordan Maxwell, David Icke, Alex Jones, all these people, G. Edward Griffin, you know what I'm saying? William Still, all these people have been waking people up for so long. And now there's, I mean, not to brag, I know I've created at least 25 activists myself. Can you imagine how many V and all these other people, can you imagine how many people Ron Paul has inspired? They're over and they're done with. And that's why I'm enjoying this celebratory Friday night. Because they can front and they can put all their fear porn that they want, but they're already said and done.
They fall for any lie, no matter how preposterous. The more preposterous, the more likely they are to fall for it.
You,
Mike is having so much fun.
Will die, and your kids die too.
I gotta get.
You gotta pull that up.
Mike is having so much fun tonight.
Gotta get that on the hotkeys. That one is so good, dude. Shep Smith. I'm Shepard Smith, and you're not.
And you're not. Is that what he says?
No, I forgot who that is. Who did that?
That's how we should sign off every night.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Shepard Smith, and you're not.
And you're not. Tune in tomorrow. I'll be back.
I'm thinking about changing my thing. Hey, guys, I'm V, and you're not.
Remember, guys, in the land of surveillance, I'm V, bitch, and that's it.
And that's it. That's all. Shepard Smith Hurricane. Come on. I gotta get this. This is so good. Hang on. I think I know where it. Oh, man. Oh, this is a separate. This isn't the one that you sent, but this is.
I've been practicing a Ben Shapiro. I can't do high pitched voices. It sounds terrible. That's why my Seinfeld sucks.
Wait, here we go.
This moves 20 miles to the west, and you and everyone you know are dead. All of you. Because you can't survive it. It's not possible unless you're very, very lucky. And your kids die, too.
does he do like the Thriller Michael Jackson head switch, like where he looks over his shoulder and he gets the demon eyes and your kids die too?
Yeah, he totally does that. It's right here.
Unless you're very, very lucky.
He's like, look back at the map.
And your kids,
and
die,
your kids
too.
Die too. Yeah, that's what? you can almost hear the whip of the neck.
Unless you're very, very lucky.
Right here.
And your kids die too.
Wait, we gotta hear these people. This is somebody.
Kids die too.
There's somebody. Yeah, that's somebody's clip. They're like, "What is happening?" It's like Shepard Smith talks about Hurricane Matthews like a jerk. Listen to these people. Let's hear them.
And your kids die too.
What? What's wrong with this guy?
Oh, it's so good, dude. So good. But no, Will sent the raw footage, dude. I have it bookmarked. I bookmarked all those clips from the Saturday morning cartoon episode from was that last? Was that last Friday?
Dude, that episode saved all was the epic.
All the bookmarks.
Dude, that episode was epic. I'm gonna when I'm dying, hopefully.
I listened to it twice. I listened to it at least twice. I'm certain.
And can we just take a second? I mean, I know we're completely diverting all over the place, but that's what V gets for trying to make us take a shot every time the GOP says terrorist. So sorry, but not sorry. Can we just take a second to realize that Guarantee Cleaning just said they clean up a Mother Hubbard body for us?
Guarantee.
Oh, that was right.
It's Guarantee.
And you know what else I found out following up from John Lang is, John Lang also exposed the fact that the chief of police over there was having a rapey relationship with a 16-year-old girl.
Greta? So Greta, is that you?
That's also part of it, too.
Well, yeah. So you got corruption through and through. Corruption through and through. And also, I want to take a little time out, a little moment, to apologize to Mike's girlfriend. Because this is the goal, and it's been very difficult to show targeted individuals that they can free themselves. I have half of the community against me because they're like, oh, he can't be targeted. He's got a radio show. He can't be targeted. He lives in the ivory tower. He can't be targeted. He's in Europe with everything in the hell he wants to have. He can't be targeted.
He's a black
man. He sounds so...
With the white woman.
Well, yeah. I'm engaged romantically with a woman who's British. I mean, she's royalty here. You know, bloodlines and all that stuff, sure. That's why I call myself the Fresh Prince of Wroclaw. Okay?
the Fresh Prince of Wroclaw.
Wroclaw. I'm the real... I'm the real Monte Cristo. Cristo. Okay, I'm that guy. I came from nothing. I'm calling the shots now. Looking for revenge.
Oh, Guido Fox up in the house. Ladies and gentlemen. Guido Fox.
Yeah.
He will be drawn and quartered and hang himself before they get the pleasure, I'm sure.
Well, you know, however it ends, I'm not going down like a biatch, okay?
Yeah, I just read about old Guy Fox, man. Apparently, they had big plans to really mess him up, and they're saying on Wikipedia that he either, threw himself off the scaffolding, or he did a little tomfoolery when they weren't paying attention and hung himself a little too high. So instead of I guess they wanted to just choke him out a little bit.
Yeah.
And then, you know, rip him apart. But he snapped his own neck, apparently. So.
That aside, I want to apologize to your girlfriend and the other half of the TI community. I want to apologize to you guys because I'm not suffering like the rest of you.
Yeah, it's like, come out of her, come out of Babylon. There's no reason to stay.
I'm not suffering like other TIs. Frank Allen, he did a program, that's great, but he's still suffering.
Yeah, he had to deal with all their garbage. Let's take the break so we can play your track coming back, because it's one of my favorite tracks by a commie I've ever heard.
I don't know what that is, but okay. Let's go ahead and do that. So, guys, stay tuned.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Never
handle the truth. Hey, listen, we're coming right back because, I want that song for the end of the show. I want people, listen, fight. Fight for your right. You have all these targeted individuals out there. I know we're mixing up two different subjects here on the show, but I'm very passionate about this. As a targeted individual, I've been told this many a times, and I scoff at it. You're the most powerful targeted individual in the world.
No one's more targeted than, if you're called a terrorist, you are the most targeted. You are the most targeted individual. There you go.
But I have been called the most powerful targeted individual in the world. Well, you know what? I want to keep the powerful part and cut off that targeted individual, because that's not helping me. What I'm doing is something that anybody else can do. Now, we had that shameful Shane from the UK who crapped his own bed because he got hit with the brown note. And we're actually trying to set him up to be the head director of the TV network that we had lined up. He wanted to talk trash. No, I'm going to do it on my own, and you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Talked major trash, and then ousted Anthony Thomas like he's a bad guy. No, this Shane loser has so much of an ego, who's a drug addict, by the way, the most, you know, he's got, you know, a steroid addiction like crazy. He can't tell when he craps his own bed. Oh, my Freemasons did it. Freemason's son did it. No, you did it. But anyways, you're so whacked out of your mind, you can't remember it. There are targeted individuals, like that have jealousy towards us for our success instead of rooting for us. Saying, yeah, they're doing it. Let's follow their lead. Yeah, they're pulling us out. But no, you got these people who are so egotistical, egocentric, that they can't root for the underdog that's pulling them from underneath. And that's what makes me sick. I mean, I'm to the point.
Pull me back in.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm to the point to where I'm not going to stop doing what I'm doing. I'm going to have my get back. I'm going to have my revenge. But at the end of the day, the solution that you guys all want, well, I'm going to have my company. I'm going to have my products that you can buy. I'm not going to donate them. I'm not going to set up acres and acres of land for my chosen people. You're going to have to buy the stuff. Okay?
What?
You're going to have to buy. No, there are things that can block the V2K. There are shelters. There are designs. There are things like that. I'm not going to drain my life's energy for people who just swore up and down that I was the enemy. And just selflessly give myself. Because they're not going to appreciate it at the end of the day anyways. These are people who want a savior. People are not strong enough to save themselves. Not strong enough to work hard and save themselves.
And your kids die too.
What?
What's wrong with this guy?
And your kids die too. Yeah, so, I mean, I know I sound like the bad guy. I never said I was a good guy. I'm the anti-hero. I'm just here to take out the enemy. What you do with your lives after that is up to you. You want to come to my shop and buy some of my products? Good for you. Good life. Good life for everybody. But I just, I don't know what to do about those haters out there. Like this Shane. I call him Weeping Gibbs because he cried. Ooh, he cried so much. Ooh, they shat my bed. They shat my bed. Ooh. Like, come on. That's so embarrassing. You know, that whole Vice documentaries on targeted individuals was there as a shaming piece. None of the targeted individuals on that documentary understood that they were there to simply discredit and shame us. and it made us look all very pathetic. We did a little poll online for all the targeted individuals who've seen the Vice documentary on targeted individuals versus my documentaries. 9 out of 10 preferred my documentaries over the Vice documentaries. So, it goes to show there's nobody in the world that has worked harder for targeted individuals than me, who's been forsaken by his people more than me. So, I once again do apologize to Mike, your girl there, because I know I don't play the part, because I'm not that part. I'm conquering. I'm not going to be a victim.
I'm going to be in so much trouble. Hopefully,
yeah, Mike.
This will have to be. I'll have to private this.
Mike, but it's important that your girl's opinion is absolutely valid. It's absolutely valid. Because
we're going to get her. You're going to talk to her, and I'm going to get her on the air. God is my witness. As soon as I can, she's going to come on the air. Like I told you,
her point. Yeah, you tell me she's got a beautiful voice, and I can't wait to hear it. I would hope that she sings, because I got some people for her to meet, and she can sing if that's something she wants to do.
She was a bit of a player, a bit of an actress, I believe.
Oh, okay.
But she I think she ended up doing behind the scenes stuff. I'm gonna need to get her. She needs to take over my job so I can. Make a bit of a bigger mark, maybe. I'll handle the technical.
She sounds like she could do something like that. You know, Julie. I don't have a rapport with Julie. She sounds like a wonderful person.
I wish
I could get to know her.
She's a diehard. She's your classic. I had a phrase for these people that they're hippies, but they're. Like true freedom hippies, as opposed to the modern version of a hippie is essentially the hipster.
Oh, is she free love?
No. She's conservative. She's very conservative.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
okay.
So you can still
make a wife out of her.
She's a conservative hippie. She's like the kind of person that handles business, great work ethic, stands up for herself and others, and takes zero bleep. In any situations, and
she sounds like the future mother of my kids.
Yeah, exactly. I think she's the one you're looking for. She's got the character and the constitution that you.
That's a Wonder Woman. Yeah.
Just don't mess with her because she ain't gonna take it. That's a word to the callers and rando trolls. You're gonna get chopped. Protect your neck, trolls.
Yeah, well, she sounds like a Wonder Woman. I can't wait to have more of a rapport with her. But back to the subject at hand. Your girlfriend, she has a very valid point that I just can't seem to reconcile.
No one believes you, V. No one believes you. Who is this guy? Who's this guy? Oh, he knows places in Austin. Anybody can Google Earth. No one cares. He's probably in Austin. He's in Austin. Get out of here.
Hey, that's a good point too, actually.
No one believes you. No one cares. No one cares, V. those are some of my favorite phrases. I usually like to burn out a phrase like while I'm partying with the guys, you know, I'll start saying things, party time, easy money. You know, easy money is a great way to get a conversation going. People are like, what's wrong with you? Easy money, man. Like the Federal Reserve, bro. It's easy money. You ever heard of the Rothschilds, Rockefellers? What's that pyramid on the back of that bill you got? Oh, that's sexy. Party time, boys. Party time. And then, I also went into, no one believes you. You know, people start acting out. You know, they start being ridiculous. And, blah, 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 blah. No one believes you, man. Just drive. Or just let's go. No one believes you. No one cares.
Well, you know what? It's clear that we're not going to finish this clip. How far did we make it into
we're
this?
We're pretty close. We can jam it in here. Let's just jam it in here with some voiceover. We got it's like 12 minutes left.
No, we can't do it in 12 minutes. We cannot. No.
We got 20. No. We got 18 minutes.
Because I'm going to want to say some stuff over it. And no, there's just not enough time. We have to say that 12 for next Friday if you guys want to.
That's about
it. What do you say,
about,
Will?
We got about 12:45 left in the clip.
Well, what do you say, Will?
William H. Washington, founding father Turbot the First. What do you have to say? He's there. He's probably on the street.
I'm here. Sorry. Repeat that last part. Sorry. I'm in a whole other world tonight, guys. Screaming and the hammering. Can someone stop the hammering?
Hammering.
I'm suffering from too much Jameson and IPA tonight, guys.
We got 12 minutes left of this clip. I say we just hold it for next Friday because I know there's going to be another 20 terrorists or terrorisms in it.
What we need to do, V, is then we need to have like some fun clips to run through at the end of that, because hopefully get rid of that in the first 35 minutes of next Friday, and then we kind of have a little more fun with it. I mean, we're having fun, but I mean, there's only so much of these deep bags that I can listen to too.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. I could drink more. Trust me. I could definitely drink more. I just don't want to listen to them anymore.
9/11. Republican.
Yeah, exactly. But I do want to say at least we made some progress with it. Some guy said oil production. Can we make a note of that for this episode? Oil production. That's what it's all about.
I timestamped it. I timestamped and copied it, so we have. And then I also put terror in the chat, so I'll be able to search it, and we'll have it ready to go. And we're gonna start with this guy. I don't know who this guy is. Who's this guy? Let's see. After Blondie, who said terrorism like eight times.
And get us back to a position of negotiating a peace.
I'd like to negotiate. Okay, hang on. I got a comment about negotiating after this.
In the region, and get us back to a position of negotiating in peace.
Ed Sullivan.
Ed Sullivan? I don't know. Ted Cruz.
You know what? You know what? I got a comment too on it. Yeah. You know what? Put me in a room. You know what? Dennis Rodman ain't Jack, all right? Yeah. Put me in a room with some guys to negotiate.
With Dear Leader.
I'll negotiate. I'll be the negotiator like Kevin Spacey. Well, okay, wait, hold on. Let me take that back. I'll be the negotiator.
Let me jump in there. Did you hear about the latest Kevin Spacey? His latest role is going to be the sex crimes investigator. Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
I meant to say Samuel L. Jackson. I'll be the negotiator like Samuel L. Jackson.
Man, Spacey, dude. His next role, dude. And then they're like, people are posting like the memes of like the collage of headlines of, so-and-so accuser of Kevin Spacey, mysteriously dies. Next so-and-so accuser of Kevin Spacey mysteriously dies before testimony. Another accuser of Kevin, like literally like four people that accused Kevin Spacey, four young men who accused Kevin Spacey of assaulting them sexually.
Nobody talks about that, and now he's in a damn new movie.
Yes,
or
as a sex investigator. Sex crimes investigator.
What?
Yes.
Yo, honestly, I have to admit, like, I used to think that Kevin Spacey was, like, a cool actor. I thought, like, yo, he's kind of, like, I never was, like, in love with Hollywood. But I was like, yo, he's kind of cool. He's a good actor. And now, like, what? I'm like, real. I feel like an ex-cult member, like, really questioning my job.
But just to go along with that feeling, I must have had a strong gaydar, I guess, as a kid. Just how we spoke about, you know how we spoke about Free Willy Kid, right? What's his name?
The Free Willy Kid.
No. Free Willy. What's his name? Elijah Wood. You remember how I spoke about how he must have been touched? I spoke about Kevin Spacey as a kid Like, this guy, I think he likes men.
He's a toucher.
He had a lisp. He had a lisp and a head roll that was like...
I'm Kevin Spacey. Hey, huh? Check out
my new movie. A lot of people said that Hollywood is a den of pedophiles. He wouldn't name names, but if he was in Free Willy and Kevin Spacey, I don't even remember that movie. I didn't know that was him.
I can read a book by its cover. I can do that. I'm one of those people that can't do that. You know, and what I tell people when I say that is when you open up a book by its cover, look on the back of that cover. It gives you a summary of the book.
But, I'm usually pretty good at that. I'm like one of those type of people. Like, if I was on Dave Chappelle's No Black People, I would win. I can look at people just
no
race,
doubt.
Color, or creed.
Like, no doubt.
I can tell what your political affiliation is, you know what I'm saying?
But yeah.
Spacey, I mean, I was a normie back then, too. I was, you know what I'm saying, to keep that in mind.
He passed by your radar, didn't he?
And you know what? Yeah, he passed by my radar. Honestly, though, I mean,
I got him.
We don't have enough time to talk about a few people that passed by my radar that were right in front of my face, too, but... I mean, now looking at him, do you remember the weird-ass, creepy-ass Instagram videos he was doing afterwards, like, as his character, after the claims of rape and pedophilia came out? Do you guys remember those videos? Hopefully we can bring those up for next Friday or even Monday. Oh, and by the way, guys, I have a stupendous guest that I'm going to bring on one day next week, which is going to mesmerize you. But, yeah, we got to bring up those Kevin Spacey clips for real.
Well, the thing about the kids, I don't want to seem like a bigot or someone who's ignorant in any way, but you have something called mannerisms, and culturally speaking, these mannerisms play out through, and they manifest as characteristics of certain aspects of our being. And so, there are guys with lisp who are 100% straight. I'm not going to argue that. But when you add the little bit of slight head roll to a lisp, if you're not gay, you're a very sexual person. I can say that much. You're very sexual. You're very sensual. This is one of those things. Like, you can read someone's palm their hand. A lot of people don't believe in that, but you can read. It's not just the lines in the hand. It's how a person holds their hand while it's in your hand. Are they tense? Is the palm sweaty? There are many nuances to palm reading that... I know I'm giving secrets away. I'm giving lots of secrets away. You can read psychology through... You can read psychology through the hand. You can read psychology through the eyes. And there's just a lot of stuff that people don't understand. But yeah, he showed up on my gaydar as a kid before I even knew what it was. I was like, there's something wrong with Kevin Spacey. Had he been around me when I was a kid, I would have been like, stranger danger. Stranger danger.
Stranger danger. Hey, here's the Entertainment Tonight report from 2016. There's no video of Elijah Wood saying this. But here's the report.
In a new interview with the Sunday Times, the former child star alleges that pedophilia has been a real issue in Hollywood. He tells the publication, quote, "There are a lot of vipers in this industry, people who only have their own interests in mind. What bums me about these situations is that the victims can't speak as loudly as the people in power. That's the tragedy of attempting to reveal what is happening to innocent people. They can be squashed, but their lives have been irreparably damaged." The 35-year-old adds, "If you're innocent, you have very little knowledge of the world and you want to succeed. People with parasitic interests will see you as their prey.
I can get a good career doing this."
YouTube didn't take that down. YouTube ain't took that one down. That's May 23rd, 2016. Elijah Wood said there is a, quote, major, end quote, pedophilia problem in Hollywood. And then there's a lot of stuff about, oh, he denies any firsthand knowledge of
Oh, give me a break. Yeah, those are
few and far between, but there's HollywoodReporter.com. Elijah Wood did not.
That boy is so soft. You know, there are phrases that you hear growing up, like, that boy is soft.
TheRap.com, Elijah Wood. I have no first-hand experience or observation. You know, la-dee-da. Of course he would say that, but that's...
of course. You got to say face at some point. At least the parts of it that hadn't been jizzed on.
No Lord of the Rings for you!
Yeah. Sorry there. I got a little gross.
Lord of the Rings. Is that safe for radio? Lord of the Rings? I don't know. Is that okay?
Is jizz safe for radio?
What is juice?
Jizz.
What is juice?
All right. Skeet?
Skeet.
Oh, we know Skeet safe for radio.
Dang.
All right. He's got to save face for the parts that hadn't been skeeted on. Skeet, there we go.
For the skeets that haven't been shot. Elijah Wood. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh yeah.
Hey, this is one of our lesser meltdowns, I will say. Lesser meltdown. This is substance. There's some substance here, folks. There's some substance here, folks. Red Pill Hardcore. Come on, man. Biden.
I kind of want to talk about what we were talking about on the break earlier, but I there are parts of that Will just doesn't know. I don't know if I should even mention it.
Hold on, what?
I already forgot. That was like
when there's the whole denial of me knowing Austin, Texas, I didn't grow up there, and we talked about Leander, right? I said,
Save some for later, man. Come on, save some for the other guy.
I ended up there's a girl on Leander. I was saying, I had a really hot one in Leander that I was like facing death for, like her parents literally, like I had to meet her parents with them literally with shotguns in hand and their bedroom, and it was like, yeah, this girl was that hot that I would risk it, but it wasn't even that. It was like they wanted me to choose because apparently I had been with both daughters. And, yeah. Mike, what are you doing?
Really?
Mike, come on. You're killing me here. But the part of that is, though, is like, I do realize the sort of hatred, but I was lucky at the same time. I'm such a likable person that they're like, choose a daughter. We know you've had sex with both of our daughters. Choose one. And it's like, well, you know, you have two.
Devil. You just couldn't choose. You SOB.
Well, I was like, you have two beautiful, and I'm 19 at the time. I'm like, you have two beautiful 17-year-old daughters here. What? 17? The other one's 14. I'm like, you lying little. And so, of course, I chose the older one, but it's like, I almost got killed for a lying 14-year-old. Ah, Will, can you forgive me?
I forgive you.
Oh, no, I mean, you're 19, that happens. That's not like you're a freaking John Podesta, or, not that John Podesta's convicted of anything at all. I mean...
You're no ping pong pizza, bro. You're no James Elefantis. You could date my daughter, sir. I started the killing just in the background.
Like, I have no problem with the statutory rape stuff when it's like, oh, this guy's 21 dating a 17-year-old. Oh, he was a 20-year-old dating a 16 or whatever. That's not that big of a deal because they're still kids. They're still the same age relatively. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
but when it's like a 50-year-old guy and he's trying to bone a 9-year-old or a 13-year-old, That's, I mean, when it's kids their own age, that's a whole different story.
And,
yeah,
and they got paintings of like little girls and boys in their mansion. That's a problem. That's a problem.
Oh, they've got real problems. They said they're hanging out with Marina Abramovich.
Yeah, spirit cooking. Get out of here with your spirit.
But when you got 14-year-old girls showing up to your house with alcohol in the party, and she's claiming to be at least 17-year-old, you're not going to question that, are you?
Well, if you're 17, I wouldn't.
I was drinking alcohol at 17. I was a late bloomer when it came to alcohol. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean,
God, I used to party. God, I used to party when I was young. I mean,
We should just have a
You want to talk about a bottle of Everclear?
You want Everclear shots at your younger brother's apartment with the high school kids? Like, yeah, you can take an Everclear shot.
Oh,
double, dude. Have a 2.5 ounce. You'll be all right.
I know I'm gonna get in trouble for this episode, and I know I'm gonna need a backlash. But I'm an open book. I hide nothing from anybody.
Hey, just trying to expose the corruption and the mayhem and the chaos makers of the world. Not our fault. We didn't start the fire.
I didn't start the fire. But let that be a lesson to your girlfriend, Mike.
About us, guys. I can't wait to see the documentary about us, the Netflix, trash ass documentary about us. It's gonna be awesome. The way the show devolves,
the Stooge Couture,
it's a boy band. But nah, it's honestly you're gonna have some laughs, you're gonna have some giggles. You know, we're transparent. You know what I'm saying? We're not sitting up here on our high horses pretending to be authorities or pretending to be better than anybody. We're just telling you the real deal life things that are going on. You know, nobody here is a mass murderer. Nobody here is a woman abuser. None of us here are pedophiles. You know, we're just telling you the real deal stories. We're just us, man. That's just how it is. We're not fake, man. We're not bitches.
Well, just for something for your girlfriend there, I do know, I know Austin, I know Leander, I know Cedar Park, I know all those areas, all right?
Stay by your phone. I'm going to have to call you in about an hour or something.
I'm on the homegrown, man. Come on.
It's been another edition of the Red Pill Hardcore.
Yeah, there we go. All right, let's end it there.
Oh, V, what's your new catchphrase? I already forgot what the new catchphrase is.
When you're a young stud, you still have the card.
No, remember, V, we're never going to change. Instead of in the land of surveillance, we're never going to change it to something else, which I already forgot because I'm lit.
You know what? I don't remember.
You remember.
I don't know, the rest of the show tonight is I don't care if you're 18 or 19, still card.
I know it ended in bitch. It's V, bitch. I remember something like
I'm
that.
I'm V and you're not.
Oh, I'm V and you're not.
That's
yeah.
Right, bitch.
Yes, there we go. Guys, catch us next week. We'll be kicking more butt next week. So stay tuned. Listen to the archive, spread show! It's real. Take her red pill.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio.
only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.